So in Africa, from this original population, there were many different kinds of female lineages, and they gave different haplogroups. And we call these, all those that are distinctive for Africa, L. So there's L1, L2, L3, etc. From L3, then, two new haplogroups arose, which we call M and N. These, again, were specific lineages. They arose here, and then they moved outward, probably across this region, out into this part of Eurasia. Then the N radiated to give all the different lineages of Europe, including haplogroup H, which Dr. Watson belongs to, and M and N colonized Asia to give a large number of different haplogroups. Some of those, such as A, B, C, D, E, F, are distributed non-randomly in Asia. For instance, F is very common in Southeast Asia, whereas A and C and D are very rare in the south, but they become increasingly enriched as you go up into the Chukotka Peninsula, up in the extreme northeast of Siberia.